Etelka and Cameron, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for the invitation.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Etelka, as a guide, what do you enjoy most about showing your tour members around St. Petersburg?
My favorite thing is definitely the bookstore.
The bookstore?
Yes.
How so?
Because it brings back each time my memories from the 1970s when I studied there. And I bought most of my books in that bookstore. It's open till midnight. Every evening after the dinner, I go there. And even if I don't do any purchase, I don't buy, I sit down, enjoy the books. And why? Because in Hungary, we couldn't get English language books back in the 1970s. And one of my favorite was Hemingway, The Old Man and the Sea. And
so you could buy Hemingway in the Soviet Union as a student.
That's right. In English, it was published in the Soviet Union.
Okay.
And inexpensive. I still use all those books.
Describe this Singer building today, because I went there and had a cup of coffee, and it was right overlooking the Great Boulevard, and it's a beautiful spot, the cafe in the Singer building.
Wonderful. It's a corner building, and on the first floor, a great cafe which looks to the Kazan Cathedral. Great spot. And, well, the coffee and the cake is expensive, but the view is wonderful.
Speaking of that Singer building, it's kind of a strange landmark that another reason Americans might like it is that's actually the headquarters of the former Singer sewing machine company. And strangely, here you're on the main boulevard of St. Petersburg. If you look carefully, there's a bald eagle at the top of the building, and it's holding a shield with stars and stripes on it because it has this American origin. So here we're in the middle of what we used to think of as the evil empire. You're in the former Soviet Union. It's the showcase street of St. Petersburg, or Leningrad at the time. And here's this symbol of America, right, in one of the finest buildings overlooking this street.
Now, Cameron, what are the challenges for a tourist coming in? Because when the cruise ships tie up, they just make a beeline for the Hermitage. That's where the cruise ships hit it. And when you go there at the wrong time, it is impossible from a crowd point of view.
Yeah, the Hermitage is one of the more crowded sites I've ever seen in Europe. And you say at the wrong time. I'm not sure there is a right time, to be honest with you. It's always jammed. In fact, a lot of cruise ships, they have an evening excursion. So that's one way to avoid the crowds. If you're on your cruise ship, you can pay extra, and the cruise line will transport you to the museum. You'll get a quick guided tour of the collection. And then sometimes there's a concert, for example, in one of these grand halls. But even then it can be crowded because there's lots of people on your cruise ship with the same idea. So I've never seen it empty. The best way, though, to beat the lines, maybe not the crowds, you can book your ticket ahead of time on their website, and it costs just a couple of dollars more, but it's really well worthwhile.
And then there's two lines at the site, one for people who need to get a ticket and those who have a reserved ticket already.
Exactly. It's really handy because you can even, I think, print it out from home. But in any event, you walk into the main courtyard and there's a really long line outside the building. That's people who haven't bought their ticket and are buying it the same day. If you've already bought yours online, you can actually skip to the head of that line, walk in the front door. And then there's a really short line if you want to rent an audio guide or something like that. You can head right for the collection.
Etelka, you've been bringing groups through St. Petersburg for a long time. What safety concerns should we have for our physical safety and for just having our bag stolen or something like this?
Yes, safety, as in every big city, it's important. The only thing I would recommend, and the most important, wear the money belt. Because it happens that you wear your backpack and anyone can open it anytime. Yeah. But if you put all your belongings in your money belt or leave your passport in the hotel safe, you will definitely feel safe.
So you should get one of these nylon pouches that you tie around your waist or put under your clothing and keep your passport and your credit cards and so on in that. Because there's a lot of jostling and there's a lot of hard-up people that are going to attack the tourists. They're not going to knife you, but they're going to grab your valuables in a commotion on the streets.
Yes, especially your camera. If you have got the camera with you, don't put it behind you. Have it always in front of you or cover with a jumper or a
In the years that you've been taking your tour groups to St. Petersburg, have there been problems? How have people been ripped off?
Yes, I had problems. We were standing in front of my favorite bookstore and one of our tour members had the backpack. And although she had the money belt, but she put a purse in the backpack and it was opened. Purse was gone. Thank goodness the credit cards and the passport was in the money belt.
But these street thieves are very good with their fast fingers. Now, if a hungry Russian wants to go out and eat ethnic, they don't look for a Chinese or a Mexican restaurant. What do they look for?
Never. They look for the Georgian food.
Georgian. Why is that?
Because Georgian food is one of the best food in the world. And why? Because the secret is in the appetizers. Once you come to a Georgian food, first you get 6, 7, 8 kinds of appetizers. And you think, oh, I am done. No, the main course is coming only after. Just mention some of them, like ajab sandal. It's all kinds of fried vegetables. So yummy, yummy. Or hachapuri. It's very, very Georgian. A bread filled with cheese and sliced like a cake.
Cameron, any thoughts on food?
No, I agree. I think Georgian food is a nice... Russian food is great, but if you want a break from it, it's sort of like when you go to Germany, you want Italian food every now and again. In Russia, you'd get Georgian food for a little bit of
break. It is interesting because, you know, every country has its colonial heritage, and Russia's colonial heritage really is the Soviet Union in a lot of ways. And now the Soviet Union is broken apart, but you've got all the stands, Uzbekistan people in the markets, and you've got Georgians and people from the former Soviet Union that are scrambling to earn a living in a great Russian city.